Well, it is a good day. It's Tuesday, and that means a couple of things. Tomorrow is According to Jim night. That Jim Belushi, what will he do next? Maybe more importantly, though, today is the day all kinds of new music gets released into your ear places. There are a few BPP personal faves in the mix. Mine would have to be Band of Horses. They've got a new record comes out today. And Allie, unexpectedly excited about the latest from a Mr. Kid Rock.
I love Bob Ritchie. I was listening to Kid Rock at 6:06 this morning on my headphones.
Getting all pumped up for the show today. Also releases from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Now, Sharon Jones, think Amy Winehouse, except black and not drunk.
And so much better.
And from Brooklyn. And much older than Amy Winehouse. And actually having done it longer. Okay, you know what? Amy Winehouse is a terrible comparison. Just expunge that from your mind. Andy Langer is music critic for Esquire magazine, and he joins us now. Thank you, Andy, for coming on the show.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, let's start out with Band of Horses. Their record is called Cease to Begin, and I have been, like, beating everyone over the head here at this show with how much I love this band. Have you heard any of this new record? What do you make of it?
The new record is a really solid sort of dreamlike record with lots of texture, lots of bitterness. It's not an
like
easy
me.
First listen, but it's a good first listen, and it just keeps growing. It's a really strong record. You're right.
Let's hear a little track off that. This is called Detlef Schrempf.
The town is gonna talk.
I'm, of course, a sucker for this song because it's named after the Seattle Supersonics power forward Detlef Schrempf. Maybe the most random name ever for this kind of song.
Yeah, I mean, they actually, they're from Seattle, but then they moved to South Carolina for this record. And when they were in Seattle making that first record, they made a Southern rock record, essentially. And this time, now that they're in the South, they've made sort of a dreamy Beach Boys meets My Morning Jacket record. So the geography doesn't necessarily jive with what they're doing, but what they're doing makes a lot of sense.
I think if you like Guided by Voices and if you like Wilco, you'll really like their first record because it was kind of the love child of those two bands, but this is definitely a different sound for them. Let's move over to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. This record is 100 Days, 100 Nights. Let's start out by just hearing some of it so people know what we're talking about.
Let them knock upon my door until their hands are black and blue. I'm not answering for no one until my man and I are through.
Okay, you can thank us later for introducing you to Sharon Jones if you don't know.
Where has this been for the last 30 years? Holy mackerel. What do you make of this down there in Austin, Andy? Are you feeling this?
Yeah, I mean, Sharon Jones, you know, born in Augusta, Georgia, and she ends up, being raised in the church, then works as a Rikers Island jail corrections officer for a long time, and then hooks up with these Dap Kings, who were the house band of Daptone Records. And it's a great story. It's a great record. Between this and the Charles Walker and the Dynamites from Nashville and Amy Winehouse, there's a revival for this kind of thing. And why not? I mean, this is an authentic revival. It's not somebody who's, simply connecting the dots and using whatever, sort of old blueprint she can find. This is the real thing. I mean, she's authentic. She's genuine. And it sounds that way. Every note of it sounds genuine. And that's more than you can say about who you mentioned before, Amy Winehouse.
Well,
she's got this really interesting thing she does on stage and explains where her dance came from, how she dances, how it came out of the church. And then she's got, like, God makes her feet move and then makes her legs move. It's so good.
And I know that I've been reading a lot about this supposed kind of beef between Amy Winehouse and Sharon Jones, although I also read that it's gotten way overblown in the media. The basic thing being that, Amy Winehouse, young girl from Britain, just sort of came onto the scene, and Sharon Jones has been doing this music for a long time. Amy Winehouse boosts Sharon Jones' backup band.
Yeah. I mean, the Dap Kings are, you know, the backup band for both of these. And she has said, you know, Sharon Jones has said, hey, they jumped our sound. And, I mean, jumping that sound, I'm sure that that's much of a claim. I mean, you know, there's lots of people that were inspired by James Brown. But that said, you know, these two records coming out close to each other and, you know, what she's been doing in New York and what Amy Winehouse has been doing over there are definitely similar things.
It's a tale as old as time, a skinny Brit taking African-American
right.
music
right.
and making a lot
Welcome
of more
to
money.
American pop music history. Well, speaking of skinny guys, sometimes skinny, sometimes he gets a little – depends
bloated.
On how many Miller Lights he's had.
Exactly.
Bob Ritchie, a.k.a. Kid Rock, has a new record out. The, I think, kind of understatedly titled Rock and Roll Jesus. Let's hear something off of that. All right. That's about all we can play for this record. Thank you, though, for listening. This has been the Bryant Park. Seriously, there's a note from the producer. There are like four words in that song that are allowed to be broadcast on NPR frequencies. What do you think about this record, though? Allison certainly likes it.
This is where Allison and I go down different paths. I mean, look, this is a collection of, you know, Larry the Cable Guy leftovers. Every line it's just, you know, the media blitz he's done is definitely impressive. I mean, Larry King, Nightline, the cover of Rolling Stone. But that's all to hide the fact, to mask the fact that there's nothing here on this record.
Bite your tongue.
This is, Bob, you know, it's Bob Seger revisionism when he's singing. It's just outright parody when he's parodying Kid Rock when he's doing the rap rock stuff.
Bob Seger revisionism? Like there's something wrong with that? what's the problem?
Well, it's no against
together,
the wind.
And you've got the new Ted Nugent.
Oh, man. Oh. Wango Tango.
Those might be fighting words. Continue. I'll leave you. I'll let you be the reviewer.
All right. Well, you guys can agree. Reasonable people can agree to disagree on Kid Rock. You know, he was supposed to be on our show this week, and then the news about Pamela Anderson getting married over the weekend came out, and suddenly he was not as available for this program.
Like he hasn't milked the Pamela Anderson thing long enough.
All right. Dina Carter. Some call her Deanna. Some call her Dina. She has a new record out. It's called The Chain, and it covers a bunch of classic country songs that her father played on. Let's hear The Weight.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand, and no, was all he said. Take a load off Annie, take a load for free.
Dina Carter, kind of maybe known to people like me who don't follow country music as the woman who wrote that I Shaved My Legs for this song. But I like this song.
Yeah, I mean, this record is... you know, evidence that she's got excellent taste and is an excellent interpreter. I'm not sure it's evidence that she's got a great voice. I mean, she's no Patty Griffin, but the songs and the fact that she's got these connections to these songs from her father, who was a great session guitarist, you know, in the 60s and 70s and played with on Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer and Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay. I mean, the idea that she
Don't forget Neil Diamond's Old Man.
Yes. And she, you know, she's got Chris Topperson and Willie Nelson and a bunch of folks, Dolly Parton, on this record. And, you know, for a bunch of songs we've heard done a bunch of different ways over the years, it's a solid enough collection and should do good for her. And, you know, it's pretty much a middle-of-the-road country covers record, but a good one.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, Andy, but we just heard a bunch of new releases. What are you playing incessantly on your iPod right now?
What am I playing incessantly?
What was the last thing you listened to?
The last thing I listened to, let's see. I got it here.
On the spot journalism.
The last thing I listened to was this new Neil Young.
Ah, okay.
Chrome Dreams 2, and it's got literally an 18-minute song called Ordinary People that the first time I heard it, I thought, was one of the most impressive things I've heard in a while, and didn't know that it was taking 18 minutes to get through it. And now I just keep finding new pieces of that 18 minutes that interest me.
My friend Kelly Minnis would call that a slow soaker. He's from Kentucky and calls those records slow soakers.
So I think that's out, next month sometime, this new Neil Young record.
Right.
And I'm not even a huge Neil Young fan. I mean, I don't want to sound like the guy who disses Kid Rock and then is like, well, let me tell you about Neil Young, you know?
Well, we'll look for it. Andy Langer, music critic for Esquire magazine and friend of the Bryant Park Project. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you.
Wasn't until today, until Kid Rock.
Yeah, no longer friend of Allison Stewart.
No, we love Andy.